Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Roland says there is a bumper bashing on the November 1 North. That's at Mali Bongwe. Shabbat Shalom from that's from Roland. I'm assuming, Roland, that it has to be a woman in the accident. It must have been a woman bumper bashing. Haha. The reason that I say that, not because I am sexist, is because there is this notion that men are better drivers than women. But unfortunately, there seems to be a little bit of a problem with our assumption, because new data suggesting that women are better drivers than men. Well, that's according to Netstar, but I'm not buying this until I hear it from an expert. Eugene Herbert, Chief Executive of Master Drive. Good morning. How are you?
Thank you.
Oh, Eugene, we didn't hear you there. Are you with us?
Yes, I'm with you. Can you hear?
Yeah, we can. That's perfect. Eugene, are women better drivers than men are?
Listen, this is a...
Yeah, be very careful, hey. Be very careful, because we know your real name.
You've got to be very careful about what you say. However, and anything that I say to you now has a caveat.
Can and will be held against you.
The right to change at a moment's notice. Seriously. Yeah. When I looked at the information that was produced by Netstar, and really let's accept the fact that that type of statistical data is, let's call it empirical for want of a better word. Mm. It shows that under those circumstances in which those measurements or assessments were done, those are the true figures. And I don't doubt them for a moment. And I must just tell you that when I look at that, I need to take a few things into account. And I'm not debating that women are good drivers. We see that in our training programs. It's easier to work with women drivers generally because they don't have this testosterone-laden attitude that says, I've got to prove that I'm better than you, etc. So there's clearly some things that are phenomenally great about women drivers. What my challenge normally is with surveys such as this, when you start measuring just men in general as opposed to women in general, and I think some of the points in that article speak to the fact that men travel more kilometers, etc. Now, if you think of the type of work that men do, men drive long distances in trucks, and this is where a lot of that data comes from. So it's inevitable that it could be slightly skewed in one direction or another. But that's not the point of this, and I think that the organization that was measuring this data, Netstar, make a very important point that there are things that drivers do in general that make them more risk-prone. And I think that with lady drivers, women tend to be a lot more cautious. One of the reasons being that they transport children to school. They are far more conscious of the fact that they need to act responsibly. So if there is that as a contributing factor, I'd be the first to say yes. And in fact, can I just tell you, this month we do honor women as Master Drive. We have an event at the Festival of Motoring, which I'm sure you know about, Women with Drive. And we recognize women of excellence. And this is certainly one of the areas that we'll pick up on then and give them accolades for it.
So the statistics are quite compelling. I mean, that women don't, is it across the board? I mean, do they look at all types of accidents, bumper bashings, including more serious accidents? Because I would imagine, that if men are doing the long distance driving, then perhaps it's skewed in that way.
My opinion would be that certainly is one of the factors that you should take into account. You mentioned bumper bashings and the like. Remember the basis on which telematics measures a driver's performance. This can either be hardwired into a vehicle or it can be, on a driver's report on a phone. And there are several key components that measure what happens. Now, sudden braking, for example, the vehicle or the computer then measures the G-forces that are generated. And one can imagine there is a sudden collision with another vehicle or a fixed object. That's going to show as a really harsh braking because it's going to come to a stop. Harsh cornering. And that's one of the things that I think helps us to understand the need for driving smoothly, preparing, driving ahead, etc. So the data, when we measure it, it's all around those key telematics. I think there's a company that measures information by way of cameras that picks up incidents, crashes, bumper bashings, etc. Now that data, if it were measured and factored in, may well lend a different picture to it. But please, and you and I don't want to sit on the wrong side of the fence here and give and not give women credit for the great work that they do on our roads.
Yeah. I'd love your experience. 34519 or 061-895-1019. My own experience is somewhat different. I know that whenever we go on a long distant drive, it's maybe it's just not good for our marriage when my wife drives. Maybe it says more about me than it does about her her driving. But it is interesting. Sorry, yeah?
Can I share something with you that sure. maybe you, and I've heard you before pick up on? If women are more nurturing,
right.
and we give them that credit,
right.
why is it that I see so many women, when they're taking the run to school, with the kids standing on the back seat or on the front seat,
yeah.
unrestrained?
Yeah. 100%.
And as a result, you and I know what will happen. The force that that body has accelerated in the event of a sudden stop is 30 times greater than the mass of that child. Now, please, if I can appeal to any ladies out there that do drive, make sure that your children are restrained properly, because it's their lives that you and I are dealing with, not our own lives behind the wheel. We can die, but what about our poor kids?
And I think to add to that, the cell phone, talking on a cell phone.
Cell phones, yeah.
You know, there's a particular traffic circle in our area where I'm convinced that every morning and every afternoon, God himself has to be there, because there is just no way that people are going to survive that traffic circle if he is not paying that attention. Because between school leaving and the shops and collecting and dropping and people on cell phones and trying to park and doing all sorts of things going on, it's actually a miracle twice a day that people aren't being wiped out. So yeah, and you often do see people, it's men and women, by the way, on cell phones. It's not just women.
On that, don't you think it would be interesting to do a survey as to why people who have got Bluetooth connectivity in their car still insist on having the phone next to the ear?
Yeah, it's actually interesting there, because there's hardly a vehicle that doesn't have that.
No.
Yeah.
I agree with you, but you know, the message that you and I can send to listeners is, please, when you're driving, drive.
Right.
Pay attention to the road. Take cognizance of the fact that there are other road users, in particular children, and it's those who are helpless. You know that there's a movement to get speed limits reduced to around schools and other areas such as that worldwide to 30 kilometers an hour. I think our government has moved at 40. But if we can just pay attention to that, let's give those youngsters in Women's Month a chance to become adult women, because that would be great.
Absolutely right. It is the 7:27. I'm Howard Feldman. I'd love your reaction, please. Roland says women are more cautious on the road, but that's only because men actually wear their cars like a garment. Women just drive them. Absolutely right. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.